Blog Talk Radio.
And this is Tribulation Baptist Church, GNN Gregory News Network, coming to you live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeBand70. Today is Sunday, April 24th, 2016. Here in Jacksonville, Florida, it's now 2 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 11 a.m. Pacific Time. I just moved back here from Los Angeles, California. Took a Greyhound buses all the way from Los Angeles here to Jacksonville. Been back about a week and a half now from Los Angeles. And I'm glad to be back here in Jacksonville, Florida. Earlier today, I went to Trinity Baptist Church, 800 Hammond Boulevard here in Jacksonville, Florida. And the services, a special shout out to my pastor here at Trinity Baptist Church, Pastor Tom Messer, and also Associate Pastor Bruce Kelmhoffer. And God bless you all. I'll be going to the evening service tonight at Trinity Baptist Church at, I believe it's at 6 p.m. tonight, yes, for the Sunday evening service. And, you know, I'm a preacher, and God is in control of everything. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you have a prayer request that you would like to submit to Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor, my name is James William Gregory Jr., I'm called of God. The Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior. You can call me or send me an email, quakeman30@gmail.com. That's spelled quakeman30@gmail.com. Okay? Also, check out my YouTube broadcast. All you have to do is go to Google, put in GNN, Gregory News Network, and it will take you right to my YouTube broadcast. Also, I'm on Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr. and on Twitter at Gregory of News, at symbol GregoryOfNews. Now, remember, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The way I see it, ladies and gentlemen, we're in the end days. The Bible says there shall be mockers in the end days. People mocking the word of God. Repent from your sinful ways. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ had his ministry more than 2,000 years ago. He had his earthly ministry. The Lord Jesus Christ never sinned. It is impossible for God to lie. He had his ministry over 2,000 years ago, and then he was crucified cruelly on the cross of Calvary, where he died. He was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb. And by the almighty power of God, he arose from the grave on the third day. He is now seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us, praying for us. And one day, the Lord Jesus Christ himself is coming back from heaven to judge the world in truth and in righteousness in great power and great glory. Now, things are happening around the world in regards to judgment from God. I believe this, that huge earthquakes, volcanic activity, natural disasters of all kind. Now, God is in control of everything, ladies and gentlemen. Now, for people, God gave us all free will. You either accept the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God, believing and trusting in him, repenting from your sins, and you go to heaven. Or if you reject him, it is my duty to tell you that you're headed to a burning, fiery place called hell. No water, no food, nothing but fire and brimstone, burning forever. And the Bible says clearly in the book of Revelation, death and hell will be cast, thrown into the lake of fire. It's an eternal place of punishment forever. Those people that reject the Lord Jesus Christ, it is my duty to tell you, you're on your way to the lake of fire. Now, God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Did you hear that? God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but through him, the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God, God the Son, in God the Father, in God the Holy Ghost. Not three separate gods, but one God with three personalities of God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, and these three are one God. Ladies and gentlemen, after this broadcast, you can call me anytime on my cell phone, 904-575-8797. Coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/clickman70. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. The Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior. This is GNN Gregory News Network. My name is James William Gregory Jr. I'm the CEO, president, founder of GNN Gregory News Network and shows since 1999. In the beginning, my show was called The Earthquake Show. Got on the air in 1999. In the beginning, it was called The Earthquake Show. You know, I got married January 7th, 94. I'm divorced now. 10 days after my wife and I got married, the big Northridge earthquake happened in the Los Angeles area. That quake was so powerful, they felt it as far north as the Bay Area, as far east as Las Vegas, Nevada, and as far south into Mexico. It did over $20 billion in damage. Freeways collapsed, buildings collapsed. Cars were crushed, houses collapsed, condominiums collapsed, and over 80 people died in that quake, ladies and gentlemen. But let me forewarn you, when the San Andreas fault line goes, or any other major fault line goes, another huge quake could happen at any time, and it's going to happen. It's going to happen. When? Only God knows. Up the Midwest of America gets earthquakes. They had a series of earthquakes between 1811 to 1813 in the Midwest in Missouri. They were huge quakes, like a 7.1, 7.3, and a thick one almost as big as a 7.8. between 1811 to 1813. Now, back then, the population wasn't very big, thousands of people maybe. But today, there's millions of people in those affected areas. And it's been over 200 years since those quakes. So, in my opinion, long overdue for a huge series of earthquakes to strike the Midwest. And the major cities that would be affected would be like Memphis, St. Louis, and possibly even Chicago. Okay? Are you ready? If a huge series of quakes happens again in that area, it could literally split America in half. Now listen, today is the day of salvation. If you never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, humble yourself right now and say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve judgment for my sin. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But cry out to the Lord Jesus Christ and say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve judgment, but please have mercy on my soul. Save my soul, and the Lord will do so. It is impossible for God to lie. It is impossible for God to lie. For whosoever, meaning anyone, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call upon him in prayer. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Repent means have a change of mind, have an about-face change of direction away from the things of this world, the things of sin, and accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Now remember, for by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. A lot of people say, well, I help people out, and that's all fine and dandy, but that won't get to heaven. You have to believe and trust and receive the Lord Jesus Christ into your soul, into your heart, by faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How do you get faith? By hearing the word of God. And how shall they hear without a preacher? I'm a preacher called of God to let you know, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, this is a listener-supported radio show. Any kind of contribution for my network, TNA and Gregory News Network, $10 or higher, much appreciated, and you'll get a free gift. Now, I got 90 seconds left of this live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Going to be wrapping up. Also, if you want CDs of my radio shows with the American Radio Network, NBS, Kaleidoscope Radio Magazine, KCLA 99.3 FM, $20 will get you a CD of my radio show with the American Radio Network in Hollywood. Okay, going to be wrapping up here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70, less than a minute to go. Send me an email with a prayer request, 30@gmail.com, QUAKEMAN30@gmail.com. Coming to you here live on Blog Talk Radio with my the church that God allowed me to start, Tribulation Baptist Church, GNN, Gregory News Network. Got about 30 seconds left of this live broadcast on the internet, worldwide, on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, John, how you doing, sir?
All right, how you doing?
God bless you.
You too.
Going to be wrapping up, ladies and gentlemen, and you have a great day, and God bless you, and stay safe out there. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God, before it's too late, okay? Wrapping up this video, my name is James Wayne Gregory Jr. This is Tribulation Baptist Church. This is GNN Gregory News Network. Have a great day. God bless you. Take care for now.